I spent hours a day studying biochemistry. This is really where I discovered two things. One is that we have this fat switch, and two is that the reason that diets don't work is because they activate the fat switch. In other words, you can force yourself to lose weight in the short term, but it actually gets your body to want to be fatter because it activates this primal fat switch that's designed to protect us against famines. And what is a diet if it's not a famine? It's like an artificially induced famine, so you're activating this fat switch. So you're losing weight but getting your body to want to be fatter. And when your body wants to be fatter, and again, I've lived through this and there's so many people out there that are living through this, your body forces you to eat. And your metabolism slows down and your body becomes very efficient at storing fat. It's all there. The science is all there and it's all documented.
Well, you got me motivated to start working out and losing weight and everything else. I probably, when I started, wasn't really that heavy. I was, on the back of your book, there are four pictures of you.
Yeah.
Boy, the one on the left, whoa.
Yeah.
But I was like your third picture.
Okay. In that picture, I was probably about 240.
Which wasn't too bad. But for my height, I was around 190, 195. I started, I dropped 22 pounds, and I'm staying at it, too. And, you know, not really with a particular diet. I mean, I watch what I eat. I mean, I'm not stupid about that.
Well, I talk about adding certain nutrients. I mean, a lot of times this fat switch gets activated because we're starving on a nutritional level. So you could be watching what you eat or eating to your heart's content, one or the other, but if you're not getting the specific nutrients your body needs, that's going to cause like a famine-type stress, a nutritional famine that also activates the fat program. So I talk about, rather than dieting, adding the foods that your body's starving for. It's very counterintuitive or counter to mainstream, quote, wisdom about dieting.
How did you develop your program, the Gabriel Method?
Well, as I said, I decided I was never going to diet again, and I decided to spend pretty much all my time. And I talk about in the story how, in the book, how I was supposed to fly out on September 11th, and I was almost on one of the flights, the United Airlines 93 flight.
Oh, the one out of Newark.
Exactly.
That crashed in Pennsylvania.
I was supposed to fly to San Francisco, and it was a fluke of fate that I was not on that United Airlines flight, because I always take that United Airlines flight to San Francisco. It's a nonstop flight out of Newark. I don't want to go through LaGuardia or JFK because that's an hour of driving. But my business partner booked me on a flight from LaGuardia that connected out of Cincinnati, and it saved $150. And I was really—I remember I being really upset at him at the time because I didn't want to go to LaGuardia. I didn't want to spend $300 more on parking. I didn't want to spend 2 hours in Cincinnati. But he ended up saving my life. And that really had kind of a profound impact on me because I was living a life that I really was kind of hating, like so many of us do all the time, where we're just, you know, we're working at a job that maybe we're good at, but it's not, our heart's not really into it.
Were you self-destructive?
I was extremely self-destructive, actually. But I think more than anything, George, you know, I was just exhausted.
Yeah.
You know how that feeling when you're like on a treadmill that's going faster than you can go, but you have to stay on it? You know, and so I just felt really exhausted and wiped out, and I spent all my time watching TV, and I just sort of, at a certain point around 2001, I'd really thrown in the towel, I think. But after September 11th, I decided that I was really going to start living the life of my dreams, and it was always my fantasy to move to this beautiful paradise kind of spot in Western Australia that's very simple, low-stress life. And I did that.
You're not underwater, though, are you?
No. I'm 2,000 miles away. It couldn't be warmer and drier.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's really beautiful where I am. So we're good here.
Good.
But I basically spent hours a day studying biochemistry and studying everything I could about the fat programs. And what I discovered is really a really strong link between stress, that is a mental stress and the type of mental stress that I was going through, and obesity. And what that link is simply is that when you're in mental stress, it sometimes causes the exact same chemistry as a famine. In other words, if you were in a famine, certain things would happen. Your triglycerides would go up. Your cortisol levels would go up. These different things that would happen in your body would signal to your brain you're in a famine, and your fat switch would get activated. Well, guess what? Sometimes when you're in stress, the daily stress of making ends meet or working hard, your cortisol levels go up, your triglycerides go up, a couple other things, you become insulin resistant, a couple other things happen that are the exact same chemistry as a famine, and your brain actually gets tricked into activating this fat switch. So it's almost like your brain's tricked into thinking that you're starving, but you're living in a land of all you can eat empty calorie excess food. So that's a recipe for disaster, and that was my disaster and my undoing. And it was really about not being able to manage or handle the stresses in my life. So one of the things I did is I studied stress management. I studied meditation and Tai Chi and all the different things that can happen, the chemical changes that can happen in your body during stress. I put together the visualization CD that goes with the book that helps you really reduce stress and get your mind and body to work together. And after that, it was like you said, like your experience, it was very automatic. I wasn't really dieting. I wasn't eating foolishly. The same as what you were saying, and I was nourishing my body, but the weight was coming off. I just wasn't as hungry. And what I discovered is that when the fat switch gets turned off, you're simply not as hungry, and your metabolism does speed up.
That's right. And your attitude changes.
Everything changes. You just have more energy. You have more enthusiasm. You're not in a famine state. You're not in a survival state. You just have more joy.
Did you feel as if after the Flight 93 happened and you weren't on it, did you feel as if you had a purpose, a new purpose?
I really did, actually. I knew that the first thing I knew was that I was going to lose the weight. I don't know how I knew it, but I just knew I was going to do it. I knew I was going to lose all the weight. That, from that instant, I knew I was going to lose all the weight, and I knew I was going to spread my message to the world that weight loss and obesity is not about being weak and lazy, and it's not about dieting. It's about really understanding why your body wants to be fat and eliminating those reasons. And it's a very contrarian type of approach and attitude than the rest of the world has, where, you know, you see the Biggest Loser and everything. It's just about gutting it out. But I lived through that, and I have lived on both sides of the spectrum. Before I moved to New York, I was one of those naturally thin people. I never had to worry about it. Then I moved to New York. I'm killing myself, working like a maniac, and I'm trying to lose weight, but I keep gaining. No matter what I do, I'm gaining and gaining and gaining. And until you've lived through that, being in a body that just is forcing you to gain weight, you can't imagine what it's like.